retailers in the foot care.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. We're launching here in hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here. Julia joining us, thankfully, for the third and final hour of the program. We'll take as much of her as we can get. We continue with your phone calls, and then we'll get into a story about child pornography, but I don't know if I agree that it actually involves a child. We'll talk about that. But first, we go to your calls. Matt in California, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Ian, Mark, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind, Matt?
Hold on, let me take you off speakerphone first.
That's all right.
Okay, now I have you on regular phone. I've been listening to the podcast, and I deal with neighbors like that who about the couch and how she doesn't want to face you, which has seemed kind of petty. But since she's being petty and she's got the side of the government on her side, what I suggest to you is make an art replica of the couch, 10 times as big as it normally is. It's a piece of art, and now she has to come because it's not illegal.
You're talking about the situation where some anonymous neighbor of mine has snitched me out to the government here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they're now threatening me with possibly putting me in a cold cage as a result of it. You're suggesting I make an art replica of the couch?
Right, an art replica of the couch. Make it 10 times bigger than it normally would be, since she won't come face you, which seems really, really small and childish and petty.
Yeah.
But since she won't, I mean, and she has the side of the government on her side, which is unfortunate as well. But, you know, make an art piece out of it. You know, make a replica or turn that, I don't know if you can turn that couch into a piece of art, but get as much of people together, give them the forms, just have a weekend where you guys make a huge wooden couch 10 times bigger than the one that you have on the lawn.
I think
it's a good
idea.
Can't say anything.
I think it has
no
value.
Yeah, I'm not much of a construction guy. I don't really. I'm barely able to hammer nails correctly.
There are certainly a bevy of Free Staters that would be able to do something like this, and you would have to. Is all they have to do is be presented with the idea.
Yeah.
And I think that this could be, you know, I think there's a lot of value to this idea.
I don't know if
I have to mull it over a couple of days to decide whether it's, you know, the best. I'd kind of like to see the laws, whether or not art would be allowed at that point.
I'm pretty sure that they would get you for that, too.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't think they can. And it's art. You can put art on your lawn. Most zoning, because I have an ex-girlfriend who works in the zoning plant, board for one of the cities here in California, and art is one of those things that can't. It really isn't regulated because there's a freedom. It falls within the freedom of speech kind of thing. So I do believe that you can. And even that, make it, put a sign on the piece of art saying, if you'd like this piece of art removed, please come see me at my house. My name is Mark. My name is Ian, and I live at this address, and my phone number is this. If you want this piece removed, please call me.
You can sell the piece of art to her at the cost that the county or town is charging you for whatever this nonsense is. You know, I think there's value. I don't know. Signage, I know you're going to get in trouble for if they want to get after you on signage, because signage is something that's well-regulated in zoning. And I had thought about the same thing, essentially, you know, a threat out there, a ultimatum for whomever the miscreant is.
I think it's a fine idea, but at the same time, it's not my yard. It's my neighbor's yard. And
the backyard is, you could just move it over a little. That way you'd have enough room for it.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be visible. That whole yard is my neighbor's, basically. They utilize it. It's their yard. So I wouldn't want to put something in their yard that they didn't want, first and foremost. But I think it's a fine idea, and in another situation it might work really, really well. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's not my yard. It's theirs. They rent the house, so they get to put what they want out there. And secondly, you know, I don't really like the idea of having a couch in the yard, so I don't know if I'd like the idea of having the art in the yard either.
I'm pretty sure that they would find some way to get you for that.
I'm sure they could.
I'm sure that there's some law that is not written. It's very
vague.
Yeah, exactly, because they do that all the time, so I'm sure there's some law that it can fall under.
Someone had actually originally suggested just calling it art, saying, hey, that's not a couch. It's an art, you know, it's a sculpture or art or something like that. And again, that's not my interest. It's not my interest to keep the couch there. What I'm interested in, and I've actually talked about this in detail a couple nights ago on Free Minds TV, and I think the episode of that just hit the internet tonight on the Free Keen channel over at YouTube. It should show up later at freekeen.com if it's not already there. But Free Minds TV very graciously had me on for their entire program. We talked about civil disobedience and non-cooperation in general. And what I pointed out, what I want to make clear, and what I will make clear to the government people, I'm going to make them another offer, I think, is that I have no problem getting rid of this couch. I have no problem. What I have a problem with is being threatened. That's what I have a problem with. I don't think that's a very adult way to go about doing things. I think it's a very childish way to do things. It's a very bullying sort of way to do things. If you want to get your neighbors to do something that you want them to do, you need to learn how to persuade. You need to learn how to go and approach them and talk to them like they're an adult and treat them like they're an adult so they feel like they're being respected like an adult would be respected. And then maybe they'll actually listen to what it is that you have to say, whatever it is the complaint is that you have about their property. Now, look, I'm all for property rights, and I understand that it is my property and that I should be able to put whatever I want on it. I was sitting having lunch with the couch enforcer, Carl Patton, the other day.
Who was this jerk, actually, when I was dealing with him?
You mean as far as the working at Panera?
Yes.
So
I didn't even know it was him, and I thought, gosh, this guy's a real jerk.
He tried to cut in line, right?
Yeah, like five people.
Well, anyway, so I was having lunch or breakfast with Carl Patton, and he was telling me about some guy that was living out in Peterborough, New Hampshire, and he'd decided to put washing machines and old stoves and, you know, everything that he could possibly scavenge in his front lawn, basically. And he said, so are you telling me that if this guy was living down the street from you, that you'd be okay with it? And I said, well, I mean, I might find it tacky, but one of the reasons why I don't live in a deed-restricted neighborhood is because I don't care what my neighbors do. Go ahead and put a damn stove out in your front lawn. It's your lawn. You can do whatever you want with it. So, yeah, it wouldn't bother me at all. So I'm all in favor of property rights. And if you want to have five couches out in your lawn, have yourself a couch party, that's your business. And if I want to avoid that sort of behavior, I will go and contract with my neighbors in a deed-restricted community where we can all, fight with one another over how high our bushes should be and what colors the houses are allowed to be and that nonsense. But I'm not interested in that. However, I do understand the idea of not wanting to have a couch in the lawn, and I'm willing to do as this neighbor lady would like me to do and remove it, as long as she will be willing to come talk to me like a big girl. That's all I'm asking, and I don't think that's unreasonable. So if she'll do that, then I'll move the couch. And I'm thinking what I might do as far as making my other offer to the city, since today was the last day of the two-week period that I'd given them to find an agreement between us, you know, how they say that I owe them this money, right, for having the couch in the lawn. Well, I wrote them back 2 weeks ago, and I said, you know, I'd be happy to pay your fine just as long as you show me the signed original agreement with my signature and a signature of one of your agents that binds me to all of these rules. You got 14 days. Well, today was day number 14, so next week I'm going to write something up, and I'm going to take it into the code enforcer guy, the top guy over there, who's also apparently the assistant city manager. So he's a pretty high-up bureaucrat here in the so-called city of Keene. And I'm basically going to say, look, you know, how about this? Since this woman's too cowardly to come and meet me, how about I get rid of the couch as long as you sign this form saying that there are no agreements between us? So if there are no agreements, you know, except for the one that he's going to sign, obviously, which I don't think he'll actually sign. But that way I'll give them the opportunity to cut the woman out of the picture because she may not even actually exist. She might have been made up.
I think it's a good chance.
So I don't know if that's true or not, but it would cut her out of the picture and allow them to make all of this go away simply by signing a piece of paper. Here you go.
They
like paperwork. So, I mean, they took my paperwork last time. You saw the trial footage, right?
Yes.
I think you should get something that waives any fees or fines or judgments against you by the city for this.
That would be the other thing. Yeah, that was in my first offer, so I'll carry that one over, that this whole thing, you make this go away. You essentially discharge the matter, and then you sign this saying that there are no agreements between us, and I'll get rid of the couch within, 7 or 14 days or something like that. So we'll see what they say to that. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
Every day at work, you are surrounded by waste that can easily be converted into social nutrition for your community. Many innovative companies are turning their trash into food by partnering with nonprofit groups with expertise in preparing used items for community distribution. Your company's meetings and events may provide you with an opportunity to give back to your community as well. I have attended as a speaker hundreds of events over the last few years, and I am always amazed at how much food gets wasted. In the fall of 2007, rock band Phish donated all their eatable leftover food from its concert. Volunteers collected more than $5,000 worth of frozen and canned food. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. The style toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just click download. They're yours. Free. Going back an entire year. Right there on the front page of the site. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
The Institute for Humane Studies has internships for the summer, early summer, spring, and fall in production, print and broadcast, public policy. You can find out more about these. Each of these have a stipend. They sort of give you a couple of grand to take care of expenses. They have housing and travel allowance, some tuitions to different career development workshops, that kind of thing, some books. Check it out at libertarianinternships.com and find out more.
As we go to your phone calls, coming to Dennis in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, folks.
What's on your mind tonight?
So I've got, I guess, a little bit of a dilemma. I'm going to ask for recommendations from the group.
Okay.
So I thought we were in a really awesome position here with the state representative elections in New Hampshire. We have a lot of great people running. We got rid of straight ticket voting. So a lot is going to depend on kind of what information people get between now and election day. It's kind of really going to change the formula here.
Okay.
And so the Liberty Alliance had taken the time, right? We've been watching how these people vote. So we've got the dirt. We've got all the ammunition. We know who's been naughty, who's been nice, who's done stuff that they think no one will remember, right?
Yeah. You guys over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance have done an amazing job. You've got so much volunteer. You've got so many volunteers that you can really do some incredible stuff that's just not going on anywhere else, like keep an eye on these politicians and, in fact, even give them a score. You give them a report card every single year on how liberty-oriented they are. And so what's this have to do with the election?
Well, so for this election, we're really looking to pull out all the stops, right? We want to. All the ammo we got, now is the time to fire, okay?
Right. You've got 151 or 153 endorsed candidates running in this election. I mean, a tremendous amount.
Exactly. So here's what we did. We know which districts are the critical ones where the pro-liberty people have a real decent shot, and there's more than one of them,
okay?
So we put up some voting guides. We put these things together. We're in the process of putting together, and they're awesome. I mean, they're awesome. We have a nice little picture of exactly what the ballot's going to look like with a nice big, you know, bold-faced check here for the people that, you know, to vote for.
Okay.
And then we've got the good, the bad, and the ugly on these people, the good ones and the bad ones, like this person missed more than half of the votes over the last 2 years.
Mm.
Or this one voted for an income tax, or this one voted literally, you know, we could quote the thing. It says, you know, believes that the government knows better than parents how best to raise their children.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. You know, we can, you know, we've got these all listed out, right? So it's damning. The people who are here who are bad, their neighbors are going to know, oh, my God, you voted what? You know, violated your oath to the Constitution, voted against allowing New Hampshire residents to make formal complaints against the government? Are
That's
you kidding
good.
Me?
It's an important time to remind people of those things because, like you say, and as we've observed over the years on Free Talk Live, people forget. You know, they just don't.
They didn't pay attention in the first place,
right,
and they forget, you know, over time. You know, it's amazing.
This is a good time to put this stuff in front of people. So where's the dilemma?
Well, okay, so here's the problem. We thought, or we were under the assumption, that political speech is the most protected kind of speech. It's the kind that Congress shall make no law and so forth. It's really the bar set very high. So our plan was, look, there isn't enough money in the organization, not by a factor of 100, to mail enough of these out to people.
Mm-hmm.
But there is enough money to print out reams and reams, thousands and thousands of copies, and we have enough volunteers who can stand there, you know, on election day and just hand them out to anyone who wants one. Hey, voting guide, voter's guide, voter's guide.
Sure, sure. I mean, I went to the polling booth the last time. There was somebody standing out there with a sign, and sure, I can't imagine why they wouldn't be handing out pieces of paper.
So we went through, read the statutes on election law and electioneering, and there is a restriction on candidates. Candidates are not allowed to do what they call electioneering, which includes distributing handbills at polling places.
But they can stand there with a sign.
They can stand there with a sign.
Okay.
But that's all the law says. So if we just go by New Hampshire statutes, that's all it says.
So as long as supporters are the ones that are handing out the handbills, then it's okay?
Well, if it's not prohibited in the law, typically the assumption is it's not illegal.
That's a pretty reasonably safe assumption.
It turns out that the state legislature has granted to each town the ability to set whatever so rules and bylaws they wish along electioneering, and that just has to be posted somewhere in the town.
Hmm.
And what we're discovering is lots and lots and lots of at least the town moderators. We don't know yet about the town governments, but the people who are responsible, the little kings of the polling places for that one day every 2 years,
yes,
are almost universally saying, nope, that's not allowed. We're not going to allow that. You can't do that.
Hmm.
So here's where I am. The most critical election, I drank the Kool-Aid. I believe the most critical election potentially, for a long time, the House of Representatives in the state of New Hampshire. This is what's going to determine whether you hear good news or bad news for the next 2 years out of New Hampshire, okay? And we know we have the resources to swing it. I mean, to really swing it, to swing it profoundly pro-liberty. It's just that it would be illegal.
Uh-oh. What are you going to do, Dennis?
That's my question. What would you do?
Well, you know, recently...
Oh, I'll tell you what I will do, Dennis. I will go to my polling place in my town, and I will hand out your flyer.
Civil disobedience? Mark, you're
God
going to engage in
you.
Civil disobedience?
That's not civil disobedience.
Wait a minute, Mark. He just told you it's illegal.
Look,
he just told you it's illegal.
It's not illegal. You can't write an unconstitutional law. That's not.
Yes, you can. They do it all the time.
Bull crap.
You know.
We don't even have a cop. What are they going to do?
Well, they'll call the sheriff or something like that.
I hope I can get somebody out there with a camera.
You know, Dennis, I had a situation this last primary where Dawn Lincoln, another Free State Project member, had she lives in the area here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, and she was running for state rep in the primary, and she'd asked she didn't ask. I approached her and offered my assistance because she came out and she held a sign for Julia back when Julia was running for city council, and so figured, well, that's fair. Let's
fair
let her know
fair,
that
we're
more than happy to help. So even though I am I have quite a bit of distaste in my mouth for politics, I'm still willing to help out here and there when I feel like I can. And in this instance, I felt like I could and should. And so I went to this one polling location where the hell was it? Surrey, I guess. Nobody was there. I mean, it was like I was supposed to stand out there and hold the sign.
I think the town has half the residents.
Yeah,
I think it has like 600 residents.
It was like one person driving in every hour, so it really wasn't even worth staying out there for. But nonetheless, I did. But when I went up there and I went into the little polling area to ask where it was I was supposed to be, because it wasn't obvious. There was no one else out there standing doing anything, so it wasn't. There was no obvious area like, okay, here's where you're supposed to be.
Your free speech zone.
Yeah, she said. She told me you need to be out there in that field. And she pointed to this plot of grass that was like 300 yards away from the actual entrance to the building. And we'll continue this discussion and talk about it here in moments. Hang on, Dennis. 800-259-9231. Dennis Scoddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance cluing us in as to apparently a developing situation that could result in perhaps some politicos getting their feet wet in the realm of civil disobedience. This is actually kind of exciting.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels. something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sorry about that. Had a little bit of looping audio there. My apologies to anybody that was bugged by that. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you.
If you wouldn't have said anything, people would have just thought it was supposed to happen.
Anyway, 1-800-259-9231. No one would have thought that was supposed to happen. It is Ian here with you. Oh, well, darn it. Julia is not here often enough. I'm not remembering.
You do that a lot.
That's well, because you're not here for the whole show, so I'm not in the habit of it.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So 1-800-259-9231. You can call about anything. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free. If you go to bbs.freetalklive.com, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. We are on the line with Dennis Goddard from New Hampshire. He is the husband of the president of the Free State Project. He's also one of the, I guess, top dogs over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I think, Dennis, were you a founding member of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
No. In fact, I'm an outgoing member of the – well, I'm just going to still be a member, but I will probably not be on the board of directors in about 24 hours.
Oh, well, anyway.
I'm sure you'll still be active.
You guys are doing some...
I'll still be just as active, but there's another guy willing to step up to the plate who is running for research director And that will let someone else do all the board voting and stuff and let me do the other activism, which is cool.
So what you've been telling us tonight, you guys are doing some amazing work in the realm of inside the system sort of activity, stuff that's just not happening anywhere else, I don't think, in the world. And one of those things that you were actually talking about here is doing some outreach on Election Day to try to promote some liberty-oriented candidates, in fact, quite a few liberty-oriented candidates. But as you were doing research into what it's going to take to do this, you discovered that there's some sort of restrictions in place in most of the towns around New Hampshire that actually prevent people from giving out voting information or voters' guides or any sort of handouts out in front of voting, polling, or out in front of polling locations. And so you're kind of in a bit of a pickle here, wherein you are sort of working in an organization that is basically an inside-the-system group, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, but here's the system telling you, screw you, you can't give out your information to the people that are coming to vote, but you really would like to give out information to people because you just can't afford to send it to them in the mail. You'd rather do it right there, right then, at Election Day, outside the polling locations. And so your dilemma is, are you going to encourage people to violate this law and actually go ahead and commit what is essentially civil disobedience and hand out the flyers anyway and possibly face being summoned to court, possibly face jail time? I mean, is that essentially a good recap of where we were?
Well, the bit about going to jail was yours, Ian. To be honest, I thought, I'd like to fix this problem, not get thrown to jail for it. So the first things that came to my mind were, yes, if all else fails, if all means of redress have been tried, there's always, just disobey. Fair mm-hmm. enough. I'd like to get the whole thing changed.
How?
And the way I would do that in this case, potentially, is to bring suit against first the state to, look, this is an unconstitutional restriction on political protected speech, and I'd be willing to go so far, if I have to, of retaining a lawyer to assist me in doing this.
But could you pull that off in the next 3 weeks?
That's the problem. We're talking about time here.
Yeah. Dennis, for one thing, it's going to cost a lot more it would seem to me it would cost a lot more to bring it in the civil side, getting the lawyer involved and all that other stuff. I would think you would have more luck from a criminal aspect where somebody, you force the hand of the state. I'd be willing to do it if my town was one of them, and I don't suspect they are. Is one of them that say you can't pass out handbills, at the polling place. I can see not in the election room, but outside the building, that's wrong.
Although,
this is what I was thinking on the other side of that, which is the individuals, and just making this known, if any individual, say police officer or other election officer, was to operate, quote unquote, under color of law and deprive me of my constitutional rights, I would strongly consider, and I'm thinking about, really floating this by a real live lawyer, take that person to civil court for damages. I want restitution.
Hmm.
This man has deprived me of my constitutional rights. I either want him imprisoned or I want to be financially compensated and I want my court costs covered. This man, this individual, Officer Joe, whatever, is a criminal.
Interesting approach.
Yeah. My big concern, and by the way, the Liberty Alliance does not have a position on this issue, and we're still talking to the Secretary of State, and he's busy, he's in meetings, it's near election time, so this all could amount to nothing. Okay, so don't start a war before anyone's needed to have one, but if it comes down to it, another thing to consider is that the Liberty Alliance is able to get a lot of things done because we have a good brand name, not just among extreme libertarians, but among the stuffy people that have been elected to the state house for ever and a day. Even the ones who oppose us completely, they're PO'd that we exist. They know that we're a real, organization. We're inside. We can talk to them. They're not. They don't see us as outside. It gives us a huge amount of leverage to be inside. That's why we do this. So we don't want to be just calling attention to ourselves and tarnishing our brand.
I see. But if I was out there handing out these flyers, I wouldn't be doing it on behalf of you. I'd be doing it on behalf of me. So I don't know if I would necessarily – I guess because it'd be your flyer, maybe that'd be how it'd be tied to you. But I don't know. Here's what I was going to tell you about.
The information on the flyer is not copyrighted. I mean, anyone can copy and paste.
That's true. So here's what I was going to tell you. I was out at this one polling location, and they told me I had to go stand in this field like 300 yards away or 300 feet, whatever. It was a long way away from the front door. And I went out there and I did it because I didn't care. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't being asked to do anything but hold a sign and hand out information, which I was nowhere near anyone to where I could hand out information. But it wasn't my campaign. It wasn't my deal. I was just kind of helping someone, so I didn't want to cause a stir. And I could have caused a stir. I could have just, you know, not asked permission and just went up right next, you know, near in the vicinity of the front door and just held something there and started handing stuff out until someone said something, and then I could have, who knows what I would have done after that. But I didn't feel like it was my place in that particular instance to do something like that, because I didn't have prior approval from the candidate, and it wasn't my campaign. And so, but in a case like this, if you guys are going to encourage something like that, I could see, I could possibly see getting involved in that, even though it is still sort of a political issue, and I still a little
see why you have an aversion to getting liberty-minded people elected to state government.
Would you want to see people actually go ahead and push it to see if they arrested them, or would you want them to back
certainly
down?
Certainly not if the Liberty Alliance name is on things. I think getting arrested is just not going to help the organization. So that's, you know, that's part of it. It's like I'd rather lick my wounds for 2 years and fight a battle than to screw up a brand name that has taken 5 years to, you know, to really polish.
I see.
But that said, the information is out there. So
how does you're really gonna have to put some plan together, Dennis? Is if an organ a movement has to have a head to some extent, and I'm not gonna go out there if I haven't been given, you know, told that the NHLA is gonna back me up.
Well, you know, on the other hand, I'm not going to be on the board of directors in another probably 24 hours. So at that point, I can do whatever I want with this information and, you know, not
Let's
have
go.
An NHLA name on it.
Let's do it.
Well, we'll find out what happens and let us know. Okay, Dennis?
Hey, I got one quick question for you. Question/observation. You know that if you go and burn an American flag pretty much in front of a courthouse, whatever, you're not likely to get arrested, right?
I know.
It's pretty well known that's one of those protected speech things.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, the reason for that is someone actually took that to the Supreme Court.
In New Hampshire?
No, that's a federal thing.
Oh, but they might get the flag burner for an illegal burn without a permit. Thanks, Dennis, for the call. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. We'll try to sneak you in. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote in the monthly voting contest over at podcastalley.com. When we are number one, as are we currently number one, Mark?
I know
it's
we are.
It's been a tough contest so far this month. When we're number one, that means more people will come across the show and be exposed to the ideas of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you, and if you're listening to the show, it probably is, please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter if you're a radio listener, you can still vote for us as long as you have an internet connection and an email address. And the email is only used for verification purposes. It is not sold or spammed. It's just to prove you're a real person. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us. Again, vote.freetalklive.com. We go to Jeremy in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about cloning marijuana.
Cloning it? Okay.
I was wondering, so each time you clone one plant, it makes a stronger plant, right?
Weaker.
Is that true? I thought it was weaker.
But
that's why you keep the mom.
So if you take a strain from a really strong plant and then clone it with another really strong plant and turn it into a really beautiful plant that makes everybody feel good, what's wrong with that?
Hey, man, I'm all in favor of feeling good.
So, whatever happened with...
Huh? Sorry, I was busy. What?
Whatever happened with your couch?
It's still there.
It's still moldering on the lawn.
Yeah, it's still sitting there. They're going to, you know, they want me to go to their trial on the 29th, and which I didn't consent to, and they just seem to be forcing me into. They are going to try to have me have this trial, which apparently doesn't involve a jury, nor does it involve me being able to face my accusers. So I don't know if it really qualifies as a trial, but that's what they're calling it. And so they're probably going to try to railroad me into that, probably going to try to, you know, threaten me with a fine, which I'm not going to pay, which may result in them throwing me into a cage. I'm hoping to head it all off at the pass by going and making an offer to them that they will hopefully accept, because it'll just make it all go away. I mean, they don't really want to be seen as the town that threw somebody in a cage because he had a couch in his lawn, right? I hope they don't want to be seen that way.
Ian, I think they should leave the couch alone and let people sleep on it and party around there when they want to.
I agree.
Nobody wants
you,
to
Jeremy.
Get anywhere near that disgusting thing.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Julie, what do you think about the moldering piece of garbage in the lawn?
Well, what I really like about the moldering piece of garbage in the lawn is that it's been here for 2 years and I've never seen it. Never.
Oh, you've seen it. Don't be silly.
Well, I've seen it since this has come up.
Okay.
But I had no idea that there was a couch in the lawn.
Prior
and you
to
really
it.
Can't see it.
That is a very true point. I went looking for it. Manuel Laura came to town, and he wanted to see the legendary piece of garbage that Ian has on his lawn. And I went back there, and I knew that I knew where the backyard was. I figured I could find a couch. I walked past it within 6 feet.
And it's right next to the sidewalk.
It's right next to the sidewalk. I just walked right past it.
It's between two trees, and it's the color
shrubs,
of grass.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a bush.
So your answer to the question is you didn't even know it was there?
No.
You don't care.
But now that you know it's there, how do you feel?
I don't care. You can't even see it.
You don't feel trashy?
No, it's not even our side of the house. We got a nicer house than any of my other friends. I don't know. I've never had anybody. I don't think anybody thinks we're trashy.
Apparently, the lady down the street who is too scared to come talk to me.
She doesn't exist at all, please.
Yeah.
She doesn't exist.
Well, then they're lying to me, which wouldn't surprise me because that's what government people do best, right? Lie and threaten. All right. 800-259-9231. Mark, you've got a story for us. Child porn. But is it a child? Well, that's, I guess some people could debate that. I would say no way in hell.
Well, it had to happen, and we've predicted it on this show.
This hasn't happened before?
I feel
like it has.
I remember a situation where a boy and a girl took pictures sort of each other.
Yes,
and got in trouble for child porn. But however, in Newark, Ohio, a 15-year-old girl has been arrested by police on charges of child pornography.
Uh-oh.
But the girl and her victim have not been identified. Because they're the same person. Yes, police arrested the girl for sexually exploiting herself because she took a nude photograph of herself. She has been charged with the illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material and possession of criminal tools.
Illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material.
Dude, I have so many pictures of myself naked from, like, age 16. Is that illegal?
Wait, you have them here?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't know if you should have revealed that on the radio. We could have a SWAT team kicking in our door here in moments.
Well, you can't tell what picture I am
I don't think that matters. I don't think that matters.
They're digital.
How do they determine that anyway? I mean, if they find...
Well, she must still be 15.
She is.
She is.
So I'm 23. If you pull up naked pictures of me and SWAT team says, how old are you in these pictures? I'm 18. Oh, you really going to prove I was 15?
Well, that's what I want to know is how do they know? I mean, if you're not dealing with somebody who is currently 15, and let's just say that...
You must not be able to unless it's one of those old pictures that has a date on it.
This is really the question. How can you arrest a 15-year-old for pictures of themselves for using a minor, the illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material?
She's corrupting herself, Mark.
Right? It doesn't make any sense.
What really bothers me about this is... Like, when I was taking the pictures or when whatever, having them taken of me or, I mean, either way, I never thought to myself, like, ooh, this is illegal, this is dangerous or bad. Yeah, I had no idea. So if something would have happened to me and I would have gotten in trouble for that, I would have been just, like, caught off guard.
Huh. Well, what I was curious about is when they come across somebody with a bunch of these pictures, not the young lady that took them, but somebody, the end consumer, okay, of the pictures, and you're dealing with somebody who is a very petite, for instance, a young lady that maybe she is really 18, but maybe she doesn't have the body of an 18-year-old, for instance, like a barely legal sort of situation. Without a legitimate, in the porn industry, they have to have records. So when a porn video is published or pictures are put on a porn website, they have to have records in order for some government bureaucrat to go comb through to prove that the young lady in question was indeed 18 at the time of the photographs. But if what you're dealing with is essentially an amateur photo, which is what we're talking about here, is it just that if the cop thinks that it's an underage person, that therefore it's child pornography? How is that ever proven?
Well, the thing is that most people are going to plea bargain out. This is going to be, in most cases, this is going to be wrapped in with a bunch of other charges, and they're going to plea out, and they're going to end up as a sex offender, and they're never going to gone to trial for it. And that's what's wrong about this whole system. If you're going to charge somebody with, child pornography, you need to try them for child pornography.
It says the teen denied the charges. I'm looking at the same article you are. Do you know what's going to happen here, Mark?
Well, I'd assume she's going to take it to court.
Hope so.
Apparently, the alleged pictures were taken on a phone camera. This girl would be in prison, forced to register as a sex offender.
That's sick.
It's stupid. It's just dumb. And it doesn't make any sense at all. The girl in question sent the photo to the phone of a few friends, and prosecutors are now considering arresting the other teens for receiving child pornography.
This is so crazy. You know, I've got this quote from...
Didn't want it? What if I could send you an email right now, maybe, that you don't want to look at.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely
a recipient of that email.
You could text me on my phone with a picture that I don't need to see.
I'm looking at ABC News version of this story, Mark, and they got a quote from the prosecutor in the area. Here's what he says. There's a totally false perception among juveniles that there's no risk to this. That picture, once taken and sent, gives anyone who receives it the ability to do anything with it forever. If a picture of you found its way onto the internet, that's going to haunt you, potentially, forever.
So, young lady, we're going to have to arrest you and charge you as a sex offender.
Right.
You and all your little friends. That'll fix it.
Right. The picture that was allegedly possibly going to haunt you forever on the internet, which is ludicrous, by the way.
Instead, the conviction as a sex offender can haunt you far, far more.
Right.
This guy is a bleeding idiot.
He's a jackass.
He really is. He's a dangerous man abusing his power. He should be run out of town on a rail.
He probably wants to look at the picture. He's probably some sick freak who likes little girls.
That is usually how it plays out.
It's usually how it goes.
So there you go. There are more stories about this. In fact, I had one which I thought was going to be the same story, but this is from Texas, where a 13-year-old boy, he apparently received a naked picture. It says here that the young man did receive a picture. Now he is possibly he's going to be charged. He was arrested. He'd probably be charged if he was arrested. So apparently it was an 8th grade female student that texted him a naked picture of herself. No word as to whether or not the female has been arrested, but the 13-year-old boy was arrested for receiving the picture. This is an insane society we live in. We're done, unfortunately, for tonight. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.